The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. So what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear loving friends in Jesus Christ, today is the fifth Sunday of Lent. Gradually, we are coming close to the end of the Lent, and we are getting close to the Paschal feast. Today's readings are reminding us of God's readiness to forgive sin and restore people to his friendship, as well as challenge us to show the same mercy to the people around us. The central theme of all three readings is a merciful God's steadfast love. The first reading, we heard about the mercy of God who forgives the sins of his chosen people and leads them back from the Babylonian exile. In the second reading, St. Paul presents himself as a forgiven sinner who has been completely transformed by his faith in Christ Jesus. In today's Gospel, the Pharisees and the scribes brought to Jesus an adulterous woman for him to judge. Adultery in the Jewish law was a serious crime, punishable with death by stoning. The main purpose of the Pharisees and the scribes is to trap Jesus. It is not because they wanted to uphold the law. If Jesus would say, "Yes, stone her and heal her," he would lose his reputation among the crowd, because people believed that Jesus was a compassionate teacher. But if he would say, "No, do not heal her," then they would be able to accuse him of being against the law and being against their traditions. But Jesus said to them, Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." These words of Jesus strike them like the sharp sword, opening their hearts and realizing that they too are sinners, and no one of them can claim that she or he is good and without blemish. In the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 7, Jesus said, "Judge not, and you will not be judged." We should understand that God is the only perfect being who can judge others. We are not perfect enough to judge anyone on this earth. We know the story of the good thief who was sentenced by the authorities to be crucified with Jesus. But that last moment, he repented and his life was saved, and he enjoyed the life, the eternal life with Jesus. Dear friends, the main theme of today's readings is repentance. Repentance is an important step to salvation. It is a way through which God's grace is mediated to us. Repentance is a feeling, sincerely sorry for the sin we have committed. It is a firm resolve not to deliberately commit them it again. Sincere repentance brings God's compassion and mercy. Repentance attracts God's mercy, compassion, forgiveness, and salvation. And the main theme of the Lenten season is also repentance. On Ash Wednesday, when we received the ash cross on our forehead, the priest said, "Repent and believe in the gospel." God is merciful and loving. When we are ready to open our heart and ask pardon, humble enough to ask sorry for our sins, he forgives our sins. Not only he forgives our sins, but also he strengthens us. He fills our heart with his love, with his mercy, and with his kindness, as we see in today's gospel passage. The adulterous woman, she received the blessing of God. She was more blessed than the Pharisees and scribes who brought this woman to Jesus. And there is a popular saying, every saint had a past and every sinner has a future. Every saint had a past. No one was born as a saint. But when they met Jesus, when they recognized their problems and difficulties, and when they received the mercy of God, they never returned to their old life. There are many examples in the history and in our church. St. Paul was a persecutor. He became a soldier of Jesus. And we know many saints. St. Augustine, he had a past life, but when he returned to Jesus, when he understood the love and mercy of God, he became a great saint. Every sinner has a future. They have a chance to become saints. So we all are future saints. We all have the future to become a saint, to receive God's mercy, to receive the love and kindness of God. Let us learn to acknowledge our sins ask God's forgiveness every day and extend the same forgiveness to our brothers and sisters who make mistakes. We too should learn to hate the sin and love the sinners by showing them mercy, compassion, sympathy, and acceptance, leading them to Jesus' ways by our own exemplary lives. During this Lenten season, let us ask God's grace to cultivate the blessings, to cultivate holiness and virtues in our life. During this Holy Eucharist, let us ask our Lord to receive God's mercy, to receive His love by asking or reconciling with our God, our Lord, and with our brothers and sisters who are around us. By His love and mercy, we will receive His blessings, His mercy and love, and we will have a close relationship with our Lord, and we will be enjoying the eternal bliss with Him one day. May Almighty God bless you. Amen.